Emergent Missional Post-Church Practice in Theogen House Church Movement. I often puzzle over what role or practice I could possibly do to be a meaningful part of Christianity and Christian practice. I researched missional, emergent, house church, and dying church. My grandfather wanted me to preach the gospel. In a sense, the answer is in front of me. Studying, theorizing, and writing about religion and the New Testament online is already participating in emerging church in the way that is uniquely suited for me as ego-death theorist. I've already been doing it, my suitable appropriate equivalent for church participation, without realizing it. I've always thought that the best contribution I could possibly have for the Bride of Christ, that is, the Christian Church, is to set straight the original meaning of the New Testament. Missional means mentally doing away with church buildings and professional pastors, and doing more like early house church practice prior to Constantine, and taking the church more out within the normal non-church world. The diversity inherent in emergent or emerging church suggests that no one single uniform model of being church or doing church is suited for everyone. We're seeing a live-and-let-live diversity of versions of Christianity that is more like prior to the forced uniformity that occurred under Constantine and under the ruling class bishop takeover movement. I have mixed feelings about the potential of Christianity. It can never attain the relevance it had in the Roman Empire, yet it remains the most important religion, and a theory of religion cannot possibly avoid Christianity, but must take it on and take it over, going through rather than around Christianity. This includes abandoning the idea of the perfectibility of Christianity and the Christian societal project. Christianity will always remain a broken tool. Yet we must perfect and repair to the extent possible this broken tool, this solution that perfectly fits a problem, the Roman Empire, that's different than today's problem. At best, a repaired Christianity can only be half successful, because it no longer has the Roman Empire to push against and to serve as a more desirable alternative to. Many Christians are coming to feel, I can't stand the church, the institutionalized church and organized church. Many Christians are concluding that the church must be killed to make way for the church, meaning the expanding alternative network community of followers of Jesus against empire. This requires throwing away the institutional church, which has become merely an arm of empire, a tool to prop up empire, and doing away with Christendom. For house church, think ayahuasca Christian worship with the social gospel. Christianity is thus strategic and fitting for the ego-death theory and the maximal entheogen theory of religion. If entheogenists just ignore Christianity, then they cannot leverage its huge potential, given that New Testament Christianity was the use of visionary plants within a Kingdom of God metaphor framework, serving to construct a just social-political configuration. Many Christian group leaders have incorporated the true psychoactive Eucharist into their group worship practices. These would be today's persecuted Christian groups, although I must reiterate that Christians were not persecuted for drug use, which was the cultural norm, but, if anything, for rejecting the social-political system of the Roman Empire, as well as resisting the later ruling-class bishop takeover movement. If you wish that there were an existing influential religion that was based on psychedelics and was used for social justice, there is, and it is New Testament Christianity in the Roman Empire. It is no coincidence that the peyote and ayahuasca Christian microchurches so readily managed to integrate psychoactives into their Eucharistic practice, because until the modern era, ever since early proto-Christianity, the Eucharist was understood in mainstream Christianity to be visionary plants. Where is the power to win new converts? The power to win new converts to the Christian faith is in the psychoactive flesh and blood of Christ our Savior, who has come in the likeness of sinful flesh. Many Christians agree that we must destroy Christianity, or that which has passed for such, in order to save it. Given that the Roman Empire doesn't exist for the gospel's alternative savior figure to push against, the best we can do now is to explain the Roman Empire as that which Christianity was a rebuttal to, and equate the Roman Empire with today's empire, something like Jesus and his rejected sacramental body, rather than Bush Cheney and their evangelical right support base, is my Lord and Savior. Now this is the true gospel of spiritual salvation and the kingdom of God that's worth proselytizing, worth inviting others into. Entheogenic house churches have the sacrament administering advantage over mere home Bible study and prayer groups that are limited to the ordinary state of consciousness decorated with emotionalism. The New Testament serves as the guide to righteously and justly interpret and shape the intense altered state Holy Spirit experiencing that results from ingesting the Eucharistic flesh of the Savior. Some relevant books. The Forgotten Ways, Reactivating the Missional Church, January 2007. Starting a House Church, April 2007. See the associated books and book lists with an eye toward radical replacement of churches and Christian culture with entirely new forms. These are the leading edge of change and vitality within an otherwise stagnant, dead, and inert topic.